Today's daf is Chulin Daf Kuf Tes, and we are 13 lines from the bottom of Daf Kuf Ches Amid Beis. The Efshar L'Soichtoi Atzmoi Tanoi. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shleima for Shleima Ben Chaya Lea and Yisrael Ben Adin. So yesterday we learned the very epic Chulin Daf Kuf Ches, which discusses a Tipas Cholov that falls on top of a Chatichas Basar. The Mishnah said, Tipas Cholov Shenafla Ala Chaticha, a tipa of Cholov that fell on top of a Chaticha, Im Yeshba Benoisam Tam Ba'usa Chaticha Asr. If there's enough Cholov to be Noisam Tam in the Chaticha Asr, it's going to be Asr. In other words, if there isn't 60 times of Basar to the Tipas Cholov, then the Cholov is not bottled to the Basar. You have a Taruvos of Basar v'Cholov, and as a result, it's going to be Asr. The Gemara brought Rav's addendum to the Mishnah, which stated that when the Mishnah says that in the event that the Tipas Cholov is able to be Noisen Tam into the Chaticha's Basar, Asr, what it means is not just that that Chaticha's Basar is going to be Asr, but rather all the Basar in the entire Kedera is going to be Basar. And the reason is because Rav holds that once the Tipas Cholov makes the basar asar, chaticha atzma nasas nevela. We view the iser moving forward as being not only the tipas cholov that's in the chatichas basar, but rather the entire basar is now considered in and of itself a cheftza of iser. Additionally, Rav holds mim b'minoi loy batal shitas Rabbi Yehuda. It's for that reason, says Rav, that when the Mishnah says tipas cholov shenafla ala chaticha im yesh ba b'noyis and tam ba'usa chaticha aser, aser means not only that chaticha, but aser means the entire keder. Because once the tipas cholov makes the chaticha's basar aser, because of the fact that there wasn't shishim times basar connected the tipas cholov, well now I see not only a Tipas Cholov of Isser, but I have a Chatichas Basar of Isser as well. That Chatichas Basar has the ability to Aser, to the extent that it comes in contact with additional Basar, Mim B'Minelei Batal, it will make it Aser regardless of how much additional Basar there is. Meaning, even if you have 60 times additional Basar in the Kedera connected that one Chatichas Isser, the Halach is Mim B'Minelei Batal, it's all going to be Aser. So when the Mishnah says Aser, it means not only the Chatichas Basar, but all the Basar in the Kedera. And you don't have to make any Cheshbonus of how much Basar is there in the Kedera relative to this one Chatichas Basar, because it doesn't matter, because Rabbi Yehuda holds Mimba Midalai Batal, Rav holds like Rabbi Yehuda, he's making the Mishnah Libid the Rabbi Yehuda, and it's for that reason, once the Chatichas Basar becomes Asr, then all the Basar in the Kedera is going to be Asr. And again, we mentioned that really this Pirish in the Mishnah is predicated on two Chidushim. Number one, the concept of Chaticha Atzma Nasa Nevela. Number two, Mimba Midalai Batal. If you didn't have Chaticha Atzma Nasa Nevela, you would never have Basar of Isr. All you would have is Cholav of Isr. Even if you have Chaticha Atzma Nasa Nevela, but if you don't have Mimba Midalai Batal, you can't unequivocally state that all the Basar in the Kedera is going to be Asr, because what if the Shishim times Heter connected the Isr? But being the Chaticha Atzma Nasas Nevelos, so now it's not just the Tipas Cholov that's Asr, but the Basar itself is Asr, and Mimba Midalai Batal, so it doesn't matter how much Basar of Heter you have, the little bit of Basar's Isr will always make that Basar Asr. The Halacha would be that tipas cholov shenafla al chaticha im yesh ba benoyis and tam ba'usa chaticha, in all situations, aser is going to be aser. The Gemara said on the bottom of Daf Kuf Ches Amud Aleph that really this chiddush of Rav is based on a big machlokes amiran with regards to efshel l'soichtoi or aser or efshel l'soichtoi mutter. So what does that mean? In English, what it means is, what happens if you have a chatichas basar, lamashal, that has in it a bli of iser. And then you take that chatichas basar and you cook it together with other basar or with whatever. Efshel l'soichtoi mutter states that we assume that that bliya gets released from the original piece of meat that it was blua in, and now it disperses itself equally amongst everything that's in the keter. So assuming the 60 times in the Kedera can negate that one bliya, that lach is it's going to be mutter. Efshel L'Seichtei also says that no. Once there's a blia that's entrenched into a chatichas basar, you can cook it v'nhaim bizmargin, it's never going to be released, and as a result, even if the 60 times in the k'deira k'neged that blia, it's still going to remain us. The Gemara says that bishloim, if you hold efshel L'Seichtei aser, I understand shitas rav. The whole rav is predicated on, I have a tipas chalav that landed on a chatichas basar, I then was ma'ariv that chatichas basar with the rest of the k'deira. We say chaticha atzman asas nevela min b'minu lo batal, the entire k'deira is going to be aser. Well, if you hold efshel L'Seichtei aser, that makes sense. If you hold, however, efshel L'Seichtei mutter, then this whole concept of chaticha atzman asas nevela is dead on arrival. It doesn't even get onto first base, because the minute you take the chatichas basar and you ma'ariv it together with the k'deira, the tipas cholov that's inside gets released. Now it's dispersed equally amongst all the other meat that's inside the k'deira, and assuming the shishim times connected, then everything should be mutter. From the fact that Rav said that chaticha atzman asas nevela, it's clearly presupposing efshel L'Seichtei aser. Now, as we spoke about in yesterday's shiur, just because you hold efshel L'Seichtei aser doesn't mean you have to hold chaticha atzman asas nevela. Efshel L'Seichtei aser means that that tipas cholov is going to remain in the chatichas basar even after you ma'ariv it within the rest of the k'deira. That doesn't necessarily mean that when you are ma'ariv it and you're cheshbening the iser relative to the heter, that the way you cheshben the iser is based on the entire chaticha. Maybe you only cheshben it based on the tipa that remained inside the chaticha. Rav holds chaticha atzman asas nevela. Efshel L'Seichtei aser doesn't beget chaticha atzman asas nevela. But you don't have chaticha atzman asas nevela if efshel L'Seichtei is mutter. Because if efshel L'Seichtei is mutter, then we assume that that little bit of cholov left the chaticha. So forget about chaticha atzman asas nevela. You don't even have the sibas or iser anymore inside that chaticha to even get to the point where you would say, oh, because I have the sibas or iser and I don't have enough to be mevatalit, so therefore chaticha atzman asas nevela. So the Gemara said that l'chura, Rav's halach of chaticha atzman asas nevela is totally in the machlokes of efshel L'Seichtei mutter, efshel L'Seichtei aser. Rav would only seem to shtim if you hold efshel L'Seichtei aser, and the Gemara said true. In fact, it's Rav L'Shitasai. Rav Shita happens to be the efshel L'Seichtei aser. L'Shitasai, he holds his halacha of chaticha atzman nasas nevela. Either way, that's the part of Daf Kuf Ches that we need in order to learn the first part of Daf Kuf Ches. So again, 13 lines from the bottom of Daf Kuf Ches Amud Beis, and this is really part two of the sugya of efshel L'Seichtei, of the sugya of chaticha atzma nasnas nevela. Says the Gemara, the efshel L'Seichtei atzmai tanoi, this machlokes amoraim that we just mentioned, efshel L'Seichtei aser, efshel L'Seichtei mutter, you should know it's not only a machlokes amoraim, it's a machlokes tanoim as well. Truth is, just in terms of the names of the amoraim, just to reacquaint, so the Gemara in the bottom of Kuf Ches Amud Aleph said, Rav v'Rab Chanina v'Rab Yoichanan da Amri efshel L'Seichtei aser, Shmuel v'Rab Shimon b'Rebbe v'Reish Lakish da Amri efshel L'Seichtei mutter. So these are gedoyle amoraim, stating that they're amoraim. So the Gemara now says that this machlokes amoraim is really a machlokes tanam. Now, the Gemara is not going to bring a mafurish a machlokes tanam where you find that this Tana held efshel L'Seichtei aser and that Tana held efshel L'Seichtei mutter. What the Gemara is going to bring is a brisa, a little bit of a cryptic brisa. There are more cryptic brises in Shas, but it's a little bit cryptic, and the Gemara is going to back into what probably is the machlokes going on in this brisa. Efshel L'Seichtei aser, efshel L'Seichtei mutter. Hence, says the Gemara, this machlokes amoraim, which we said shitas rav of Chanan is tolian, is really not only a machlokes amoraim, but it's a machlokes tanoim as well. Says the Gemara, the Tanya, what's this brisa? Tipas cholov shenofl ala chaticha. Again, a tipas cholov fell on top of a chaticha. Kimitras tam b'chaticha. If the tipas cholov is able to be nois and tam in the chaticha, meaning you don't have 60 times of chaticha relative to the tipas cholov, a chaticha atzma nasas nevelo, the chaticha itself is going to become a nevelo, v'oiseres kol chaticha is kulon, and it's going to answer all the chatichas mipnei shehim mina, because the other chatichas are the same min as this one chaticha. Once this chaticha becomes aser, so now it would answer all the other minim, because min b'mina loy batal divrei Rabbi Yehuda azoy halt Rabbi Yehuda. If you think about it, Rabbi Yehuda in this brisa is literally verbatim Rav. In fact, Rav seems to literally be saying what Rabbi Yehuda said. Just look at the words. Tipas cholov shenofla ala chaticho, kivin shenos natam b'chaticho, hachaticha atzma nasa nevelo, literally chanan, v'yiseres kol hachaticho is kulim b'nei she'im mino, mim b'mino ilai batol. Both chidushim of Rav. Number one, chaticha atzma nasa nevelo. Number two, mim b'mino ilai batol is mefurish over here in Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. Another thing that's worth mentioning, and that is that who is the Tana? It's Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is the Shita that holds mim b'mino ilai batol, and k'muvan, it's Rabbi Yehuda l'shitasa. He says the Gemara, v'chacham moving along in the Brayso, so the Chachamim say, "Achetitin tam beroitiv ubekipo ubechatichos." That loch is this tipas cholov that fell on the chaticha. The only time it would make the chaticha aser is if it was able to be nice and tam, not only in the chaticha, but in the roitev and in the kippa and in all the chatichas. Meaning, if there's not enough chalav to be nice and tam into the entire pot, then the halach is it's not going to be aser. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, as long as it's able to be nice and tam in the chaticha, the entire pot becomes aser. Because it's nice and tam in the chaticha. Chaticha atzma nasas nevela, mim b'midalei batel, everything becomes aser. According to the Chachamim, it has to be able to be nice and tam in the entire kedera. If it can't be nice and tam in the entire kedera, it's going to be mota. Oh, my Rebbe said, I want to be machria. Nir and divi Rabbi Yehuda b'shaloi, nir b'shaloi kisa. I feel that Allah is like Rabbi Yehuda, that we look at whether the tipas chalav is able to be nice and tam in the chaticha, not in the entire pot, in a case where you were loy nir, you didn't mix the pot, but loy kisa, or you didn't cover the pot. But I hold like the chachamim b'shenir v'kisa. In the event that you mix the pot or you cover the pot, so near v'kisa, as it relates to this sugya, accomplishes the same thing. It mixes everything together. Near by definition means to mix, and kisa, when you cover the pot, that creates a mixing of all the contents that's in the pot. So says Rabbi, I hold like Rabbi Yehuda. If you didn't mix, so then the tipas chalav that falls on the chaticha is only going to become balua in the chaticha. So if you want to figure out whether there's bittel or not, you have to look at the chalav relative to the chaticha relative to the chalav. If it's nice and tam, it becomes aser. Chanan, mim b'mino le batel, the entire keter is going to be aser. If you were near v'kisa, so then it's not the chalav versus the chaticha, but rather it's the chalav versus all the contents in the keter. So at that point, if it's able to be nice and tamant in the entire k'teira, it's going to be aser. If it's not able to be nice and tamant in the entire k'teira, it's going to be mota, says the Gemara. So again, Rebbe was machria between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rebbe, it depends whether you're near v'kisa or whether you loy near v'loy kisa. The next part of the Gemara, which is the first avoida of the Gemara's analysis of this braisa, is going to be to try to give definitions to what Rebbe meant when he said near v'kisa, loy near v'kisa. Because again, near in divrei Rabbi Yehuda b'shloy near v'loy kisa, v'divrei Chachamim b'shneir v'kisa. So we have to know what does it mean loy near v'loy kisa, and what does it mean near v'kisa? Says the Gemara, my loy near v'loy kisa. What did Rebbe mean when he said near in divrei Rabbi Yehuda b'shloy near v'loy kisa? Ilay loy near klal v'loy kisa klal. Did he mean that I hold like Rabbi Yehuda in a situation where he was loy near klal for loy kisa klal, meaning where the tipas chalav fell on top of the chaticha and there was no near at all and there was no kisoy at all? Well, if that's the case, freit the Gemara, mifla bala, mifla loy palat. If that's the case, that means the chaticha's basa was bailea from the tipas chalav that fell on it, but being that you were loy near for loy kisa, so you never went ahead and you were never maflet. If that's the case, so why should the halacha be near in divrei Rabbi Yehuda? Why would Rabbi Yehuda even say as halacha that all the chatichas are going to be aser? If you were never menayered and you were never mechased, if there was never any mixing between this chaticha and all the other chatichas, how could all the other chatichas be aser? The only way the other chatichas could be aser is because they somehow mixed with each other. If they didn't mix with each other, so how in the world are they going to be aser? Rabbi Yehuda can hold chanan from today till tomorrow, and he can hold mimbeminulay batel from today till tomorrow. But if the chaticha that has the chalav never mixes with the other chaticha, there's no way for it to go ahead and answer. So you can't say that Rebbe says nirin divrei Rabbi Yehuda b'loy niv lekisa klal, because if it's loy niv lekisa klal, there's no way for it to be mafled into the rest of the k'teira. There's no way for it to be aser. Hello, you have to say that what Rebbe probably meant was loy nir b'tchila ela b'saif. He wasn't minayr l'chatchila. Meaning, as soon as the tipas chalav fell, he did not immediately go ahead and mix it. But lebesayif, he did mix it. V'loy kisa betchil, the same is true for kisoy, ela lebesayif. And it's over there that Rebbe's saying that being that ultimately you were menayer and mechasa, but you didn't do it mamish lechatchila, Therefore, I hold the chaticha becomes aser, and then it goes ahead and asers everything else. Again, being that you were not minayr mitchila, so therefore the tipa asers the chaticha, assuming that there's no shishim, the chaticha can get the tipa. I want you cheshben all the contents of the ketera because you were lay near mitchila, so it only went into the chaticha. So the face off is between the tipa and the chaticha, not the tipa and the rest of the ketera. However, you are minayr lebesayif, and being minayr lebesayif, so there the chaticha was able to mix together with the rest of the ketera, and it's for that reason the halach is, oh, chanan, minayr batol, the rest of the chatichas are going to be aser. Says the Gemara, okay. Amai, says the Gemara, but I still don't understand 100%. Why, according to Rabbi Yehuda, would it be Yasser? Habala v'hapalat. At the end of the day, once you go ahead and you menayer this chaticha, the besayif, together with the rest of the ketera, why don't we say that the tipas chalav comes out, and when the tipas chalav comes out, now it equally disperses to the rest of the ketera, and if that's the case, as long as the shishim and the ketera to be mevatel the tipas chalav, it should be Yasser. Why are we saying that the chaticha remains Yasser after you go ahead and you're Menairit, even if you are Menairit, why don't we say that now that you mixed it, so that's like a second bishul, so to speak, that should be maflip to tipas chalav, which should equally disperse into the rest of the ketera. It's not a mimba mina, it's a mimba she'ena mina, and as long as you have shishim times kineged, it should be mutter. Says the Gemara, must be kasava efshel l'seich tayaser. The reason has to be because Rabbi Yehuda must hold that Efshel L'Soichta is Aser, and being that Efshel L'Soichta is Aser, so therefore, even if you menayer it later, but at the end of the day, the Tipas Cholav never fully comes out, and he also holds Chaticha Atzmanasas Levela, and he also holds Mim Minilei Batos, for that reason, the entire Kedera is going to be Aser. But from the fact that Rebbe said Nirin Divi Rebbe Yehuda, and it must mean that means even when you are menayer L'Besayif, still Rebbe Yehuda's Halacha is going to be in effect. Why? Why don't you say that once you menayer l'besayif, it's efshel l'seich t'imote? It must be because he holds efshel l'seich t'yaser. He grabbed also holds chanan and min b'niloi bato, like Rav on Amud Aleph. But the point is that you see clearly Rabbi Yehuda must be of the opinion of efshel l'seich t'yaser, which, by the way, even though the Gemara is going to go weiter, but if you just want to come up for breath for a second, this is half the equation of the ketanoi. The Gemara is trying to prove ketanoi that there's a machloikis tanam in this price of whether efshel l'seich t'yaser, efshel l'seich t'imote, from Rebbe's comment in Rabbi Yehuda, you see clearly that Rabbi Yehuda holds Efshel L'Soich Tayaser. But the Gemara goes further. The Gemara is medayik. What did Rabbi say? Nirin Divri Rabbi Yehuda B'Shaloi Nir V'Loi Kisa. It implies that Rabbi Yehuda said his halacha in a more extreme case. Rabbi's just saying, I hear Rabbi Yehuda, I'm masking to Rabbi Yehuda, where it was Loi Nir V'Loi Kisa, which the Gemara clarified, Loi Nir B'Tchila V'Nir B'Saif. But Rabbi Yehuda said his halacha even in a more extreme case than that. So the Gemara says, Mechlad Rabbi Yehuda Savar, from the fact that Rabbi is only hearing Rabbi Yehuda in this case, that means Rabbi Yehuda said his halacha even in a more extreme case. What is that more extreme case? You see from here that Rabbi Yehuda must hold Kinir Mitchila V'Ad Saif, V'Kisa Mitchila V'Ad Saif, even if you are Menar Mitchila V'Ad Saif, or you are Mechasa Mitchila V'Ad Saif, Aser, even in that case, it's going to be Aser. Now, there's Rabbi saying, if you were Loi Nir Mitchila, but you were near B'Saif, that's right here, Rabbi Yehuda. But Rabbi Yehuda holds even in a bigger case. What's the bigger case? Where you were Menar B'Tchila and you were Menar B'Saif. Again, if you were Loi Nir, Loi B'Tchila, Loi B'Saif, that extreme case, the halach is nothing would be Aser, right? Just the Chaticha would be Aser, but the rest of the Keter wouldn't be Aser. So the only time it's even a geyer, Rabbi Yehuda, is where you were menayer. Rabbi says, I hear it when you were not menayer betchila, you were only menayer besayif, which implies Rabbi Yehuda holds that even if you were menayer betchila and you were menayer besayif, but the Gemara says, Amai, Halei Bolo Klal, what's Pash Pshat in that? If you were menayer at betchila, so as soon as the Tipas Cholov landed on the Chaticha, you quickly were menayer, so at that point, whatever landed on the Chaticha immediately got mixed with everything else. So why don't you say you immediately mixed it and it should be mutter as long as the Shishim and the Ketera can neged the Tipas Cholav? Why would Rabbi Yehuda hold Efshel L'Soich Tei Aser, Chanan, Mivim Midulei Batel, if you were in Menaira right away, it shouldn't be a problem. And by the way, that was the Seifa of the Mishnah. The Seifa of the Mishnah, Kuf Chesam and Aleph, was near Sakteira, M'yeshba Ben Oysen Tampa Oysen Keteira Aser. We were Menair Metchila, so then the halach is, we look at the Tipa relative to the Keteira. So why would Rabbi Yehuda, I understand Rabbi doesn't like Rabbi Yehuda's extreme application of his halacha. But what's Pashup Shana Rabbi Yehuda? So the Gemara says, a balabatish, a teretz, because emo loy near, yafa yafa, v'loy kisa yafa yafa. The reason Rabbi Yehuda held that is because Rabbi Yehuda was concerned that maybe even the person that was menayer mitchila, he wasn't menayer at yafa yafa, or he wasn't mechas at yafa yafa. Therefore, he thinks he was menayer, but he really wasn't menayer. And if he wasn't menayer, then if this shishim or less than shishim in the chaticha becomes aser. And therefore it has to all be yasser. Meaning, if you knew for sure that the person was menar yafa and chinami conceptually, but Rabbi Yehuda has a gzeir. Rabbi Yehuda is concerned that maybe you were menar yafa, and therefore even when you were near betchila b'sayif, it's keilu you were loy near betchila elo near the b'sayif, and it's for that reason Rabbi Yehuda holds even in that case it's going to be yasser. What does Rabbi hold? Rabbi holds near in divrei Rabbi Yehuda where you have mefurish loy near betchila elo near the b'sayif, but where you were near betchila u'b'sayif, he's not worried shema loy near yafa. Yafa, Shemalai Kisa, Yafa, Yafa. And it's for that reason, Rebbe holds, in that case, I'm not taking on Rebbe Huda's halacha. Or Bemilam Acherim, Rebbe holds Be'etzim like Rebbe Huda. Rebbe holds Efshalosaych Deyasner, Chatich Atzmanasas Nevelo, Mim Bemidele Batal. He just holds that if you were near Mitchila Besayf, so the Tipas Chalav immediately got dispersed amongst the entire Kedera. I, Rabbi Yehuda, has another Shita, another Chiddush. What's that other Chiddush of maybe you weren't Menayer, Yafa, Yafa, you weren't Mechasa, Yafa, Yafa. That's something that Rebbe's not Meshubah to. Rebbe doesn't hold it at, and it's for that reason that's not something Rebbe was concerned with. So just to explain Rabbi Yehuda's Shita again, one more time. Again, Rabbi Yehuda holds that if you have a Tipas Cholov that falls on top of a Chatichas Basar, that's inside Kedera. The halacha is that we say Efshel Soichtoi Aser, even if you ma'ariv it, the Tipas Cholov remains inside the Chatichas Basar. In fact, Chatichas Manasas Nevela, we don't just see the Tipas Cholov as being Eser, but we see the entire Chaticha as being Eser, and then the Midalai Batal, and as a result, the entire Kedera is going to be Eser. Those were the words of Rabbi Yehuda. What emerges is that that's Pashit, that in the event that this person was not Minair the Chatichas Basar into the Kedera, then of course this halacha wouldn't be true. Because you could hold Efshel Soichtoi Aser, Chanan, Mim, Midalai Batal, but if you're not ma'ariv that Chaticha together with the rest of the chatichas, so this is all a moot point. So the only time this is even a geya is if you were menayer it. Okay, so Rabbi Yehuda holds that in the event that you were menayer, then the halach is and Rabbi Yehuda himself didn't make a distinction between whether you were loy near betchila but you were menayer lebesayif, or even if you were menayer betchila besayif. As long as you were menayer, the halach is it's always going to be yasser. Now, if you were loy near betchila, you're near lebesayif, it's more pasha, Rabbi Yehuda's halacha, because you were loy near betchila. So now the tipas chalav got absorbed in the chatichas baser. Efshel asoich toy aser chanan mimimidulei batos. You were menayer later, it's all going to be yasser. But even if you were menayret metchila, so as soon as the tipas chalav landed on the chatichas basar, at that point you were menayret, but emeloi near yafa yafa, and it's for that reason that halacha is that even in that situation, this is all going to be aser. Rebbe said that I agree with Rabbi Yehuda in all the lamdas. The lamdas of efshel asoich deyaser, I'm asking. The lamdas of chanan, I'm asking. The lamdas of mimimidolei batal, I'm asking. Where does Rebbe disagree? Where Rebbe disagree is, he holds that in the case that you are menayer mitchila, like the stam mishnah, kuf chesem ad aleph, there's no reason to assume emeloi near yafa yafa, emeloi kisa yafa yafa, and it's for that reason, in that situation, it is for sure going to be mutter. Either way, you see clearly the way the Gemara understands Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbi Yehuda holds Efshel Soich Deyasa, which again is half the equation of Kitanoi, that this Shail of Efshel Soich the Mutter Asa being a Machlokes Tanam. Now we have to figure out the Shita of the Chachamim. Amamar, V'divrei Chachamim Kisha, near V'kisa. Rabbi said that I agree with the Chachamim in the event that you were near V'kisa, my near, my Kisa. What did Rabbi mean when he said that I hold like the Chachamim, that we look at the Tipas Cholov relative to everything in the Ketera in the event that you are near V'kisa? Ilem near B'slayf, follow near B'tchila. Does near V'kisa mean where you did near V'kisa at the end, but you didn't do near V'kisa B'tchila? V'kisa B'slayf, again, like V'kisa B'tchila, can't be, because I'm near in Devi Rabbi Yehuda B'ha. Because Rabbi already said that in a situation when you were loy near B'tchila, but you were near B'slayf, loy kisa B'tchila, but you were kisa B'slayf, he holds like Rabbi Yehuda. He holds like Rabbi Yehuda, Efshel Soichtoi Aser, Chanan, Mim, Midalei Batal. So you can't in the same breath say that in that situation, he holds like the Chacham. El, it's Pashat. What does Rabbi mean when he says, I hold like the Chachamim where it's near V'kisa? What he means is near Mitchila V'Adsoif. V'kisa Mitchila V'Adsoif. What he means in the case, you are Menai right away, you are Mechasa right away. So then you look at it relative to how much is in the Kedera, which, by the way, is what we mentioned earlier. That is Rebbe Shita. Rebbe Shita is that in as much as I hold Efshel Soich Deyasa Chanan and Mimim Minalei Batal, but if you were Menayer it right away, it all got mixed up. I mean that it all got mixed up. So either you look at the Tipas Chalav relative to everything else that's going on in the Kedera. But the Gemara says, if Rebbe said that I hold like the Chachamim in that case. Michlal, what do you see from this? The Rabbanon Savri, that the Rabbanon hold, that near Besoifel and near Betchilo, that in the event you are near Besoifel, but you were not Minar Betchilo, or Kisa Besoifel, Kisa Betchilo, Mutter, the Halach is that even in that case would be Mutter. Meaning from the fact that Rebbe is saying that I hold like the Chachamim Dafk in the case you are near Betchilo and near Besoif, that means that Rebbe, that means that Chachamim themselves said their Halacha, even when you are not near Betchilo and near Besoif. Meaning, even where you were lay near Betchia, but you were near Besaif. You were lay Kisa Betchila, but you are Kisa Besaif. Because if the Chacham only said their Halacha when you're near Betchila and near Besaif, it's not near in Divrei Chachamim in that case. That's the only time the Chachamim said their Halacha. It's Muchach. Near in Divrei Chachamim when you're near Betchila and Besaif. But the Chachamim themselves hold, even if you're lay near Betchila, as long as you're near Besaif, that would be enough for their Shita. Why would that be the case? If you were lying near Betchila, so that means that the Tipas Cholov landed on the Chaticha. If it's able to be nice and tam, the Chaticha is Aser. Now the Chaticha is Nesarev together with the rest of the Ketera. It shouldn't be so poshit that it's all going to be Mutter. So what's Pshat in the Chachamim? Amakosavri must because the Chachamim hold Efshel L'Soich Tei Mutter. I mean the Chachamim hold Efshel L'Soich Tei Mutter. So it's for that reason. If Yom Naira later, the Tipas Cholov comes out and therefore I look at the Ketera relative to the Chaticha's Basar. So you see clearly that the sheet for the Chachamim is that Efshel L'Soich Tei Mutter. Rabbi Yehuda holds Efshel L'Soich Tei Aser. The Chachamim hold Efshel L'Soich Tei Mutter. It's very, very clear then that this shayla of Efshel L'Soich Tei Mutter Aser, which we saw is a huge machlokes amayram on Kuf Ches Amud Aleph, Sok the Gemara Kitanoi. It's really machlokes amayram. It's a machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, says the Gemara. Amalei Rav Achim Yidifti the Ravina. So Rav Achim Yidifti told Ravina, Mimayde b'Efshel L'Soich Tei Pli. How do you know that the machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim in this braiso is whether or not Efshel L'Soich Tei Mutter Aser. Dilma Efshel L'Soich Tei V'Hakol Aser. Maybe really everybody holds that Efshel L'Soich Tei is Aser. V'Hacha, so what's the machlokes? B'min b'minoi kom miflagi. Maybe the machlokes is whether min b'minoi is batul or min b'minoi is leibatul. V'Rabbi Yehuda l'tamei d'amah min b'minoi leibatul. Rabbi Yehuda's l'shitasayu holds min b'minoi leibatul. V'Rabbanu l'tamayu and Rabbanu l'shitasayu d'amriyu hold min b'minoi batul. That min b'minoi really is batul. Notice the Gemara says, I have another approach of how maybe you can understand the Machlokes. Again, we said that it's Muchach from Rebbe's commentary that the Machlokes of Rebbe and the Machlokes between Rebbe Yehuda and the Chachamim is whether Efshel L'Soich Tei Aser, Efshel L'Soich Tei Mutter. Says the Gemara, I have another suggestion. I want to say that everybody really holds that Efshel L'Soich Tei is Aser. What's the Machlokes? The Machlokes is whether Min B'Minoy is Batel, or whether min b'minoy is loy batal. That says, Rabbi Yehuda holds min b'minoy loy batal, which is Rabbi Yehuda's shitasai. That's Rabbi Yehuda's shita in chas. Therefore, says Rabbi Yehuda, if a tipas cholov falls on the chaticha, the halacha is, if it's nois and tam in the chaticha, efshel l'soich tei aser, chaticha atz menasas nevela, min b'minoy loy batal, the entire Keter is going to be Aser. The Chachamim are chaylik, because the Chachamim hold that min b'minoy is batal. So Chachamim are going to tell you, I agree Efshel L'Soich Tei Aser. I agree Chaticha Atz Menasas Nevel. I just hold that min b'minoy can be batal. And when the Chachamim say, Achetite in tam b'roitev u'bekipa b'chaticha, you know what that means? That just means that this new Basar, which is Aser, because Efshel L'Soich Tei Aser, I'll even tell you Chaticha Atz Menasas Nevel. But maybe, as long as it's able to be nice and tam into the rest of the Ketera, that lach is it's going to be Aser. But if it's not nice and tam, it's going to be Mutter. Because even though it's a min b'minoy is batal. How do you know that when the Chachamim say Achetite in tam b'roitev u'bekipa b'chaticha, it means the tipas cholov relative to the rest of the Ketera? Maybe it means the whole chaticha of Basa relative to the rest of the Ketera, because Enochinami Efshel L'Soich Tei is Aser, and chaticha Atzma Nasas Nevelo, but Mim B'Mina is Batal. So Mim B'Mina is Batal, as long as that chaticha has the ability to be nice and tam. All the Chachamim said was, Achetitein tam beroitev ubekipa b'chaticha. The Gemara assumes it's the Tipas Chalo being nice and tam. But how do you know it's the Tipas Chalo being nice and tam? Maybe it's the entire chaticha being nice and tam. And maybe the Nekudas HaMachloikis is whether Mim B'Mina is Batal or Batal, which by the way is a Machloikis, Rabbi Yudan the Chachamim throughout Shas. So Amalei Rav Achim Yidifti de Ravina, how do you know the Machloikis is Efshel L'Soich Tei Mutter Aser? That the Gemara said, Efshel L'Soich Tei Atzmei Tanoi. Maybe the Machloikis is not Efshel L'Soich Tei Aser, but maybe everybody knows Efshel L'Soich Tei Aser, and the Machloikis is whether or not min b'minoy is batal, Or mimbe minoy is loy batal. But the Gemara says as follows. Hi, my. I am a bishleim of the Rabbanan b'mimbe minoy. Bishleim, if you're going to tell me that the Rabbanan, who usually argue with Rabbi Yehuda in the sugya mimbe minoy, hachak Rabbi Yehuda sfirulu, really hold like Rabbi Yehuda, meaning bishleim, if you're going to tell me that the machlokes here is not mimbe minoy batal loy batal, because everybody holds mimbe minoy loy batal. Ube efshalas oichtei pligi. So what's the machlokes then? Whether efshalas oichtei is mutter aser? Do we look at the tipas cholov as being able to emerge or not able to emerge? Well, I knew the Kamei Rebbe. Then I understand Rebbe, who said Nirin Divrei Rabbi Yehuda Baha V'Divrei Chachamim Baha. When Rebbe said Nirin Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, in the case of Loi Nir Betchila Avol Nir B'Saif, and he said V'Nirin Divrei Chachamim in the case where you Nir Betchila U'B'Saif, it stems perfectly well. Per the way we explained it up until this point. The chiddush is in the next point. Eli Amr, but if you're going to tell me, Efshel Asoichte Divrei HaKol Aser, but if you're going to tell me that everybody holds Efshel Asoichte is Aser, Vach, and the machlik is over here, is whether Miminoi is Batal or not Batal, Hai Nirin Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, the Ein Nirin Mibayalei. What it should have said was not Rebbe holds Nirin Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, but Loi Nir, and Nirin Divrei Chachamim B'Shanir. But what Rabbi Yehuda should have said was, or what Rabbi should have said was, Nirin Divrei Rabbi Yehuda B'Shaloi Nir, the Ein Nirin Divrei Rabbi Yehuda B'Shanir. But it's not what he said. He said Nirin Divrei Chachamim B'Shanir. And if that's the case, the machlokes must be Efshel Seich the Mutter Aser. The machlokes can't be whether Mimba Minay is Batal or Mimba Minay is Loi Batal. So what does this mean? So what it means is as follows. If you hold that the machlokes is whether Efshel Asoichtai is mutter or Efshel Asoichtai is aser, so what emerges then is that according to Rabbi Yehuda, the way the Gemara explained it, if you were near, whether you were near only b'saif or you were near b'tchila u'b'saif, the halacha is, you're always going to say that the entire keter is going to be aser. If you only near b'saif, the chaticha becomes aser. Efshel asoichtei aser, it doesn't go out when you mix it. Chanan, mimim minilei batal, the entire keter is going to be aser. Even when you were menar b'tchila, imilei near yafa yafa, and it's for that reason it's going to be aser. The shnita of the chachamim is going to be that efshel asoichtei is mutter. So for that reason, whether you were loy near betchila or near besaif, and certainly if you were near betchila u besaif, we are always going to look at the tipas chalav relative to the kdeiro, because at the end of the day, once you're menayer le besaif, for sure that's what it's going to be. And as long as the shishim kineged it, it's going to be mutter. What does Rebbe say? Rebbe says, I hold be'etzim like Rabbi Yehuda, that efshel asoich teyaser chanan and min b'mina le batal, but I hold when you menayer it mitchila, there's no svar of emelay near yafa yafa. So I hold shitas Rabbi Yehuda that the entire keder is aser if you will loy near betchila, but you're near the besayif. And I hold shitas chachamim that you look at the tipas chol of relative to the entire keder where you were near mitchila. If you were loy near mitchila, then you have problems. I hold like Rabbi Yehuda be'etzim when there's problems. If you're near mitchila, so then it's pashut. It's a tipas chol. It's the safe of the mishnah kufres. It's pashut. It's a tipas chol relative to the rest of the kedera, and it's for that reason it's going to be okay. So ultimately, Rebbe holds the psak of Rabbi Yehuda, the entire kedera is also if you're loy near mitchila el near besayif, and he holds the psak of the chachamim where you are near mitchila, which is that if the tipas chol of could be nois and tam into the kedera, it's going to be aser. But if you have shishim between the right of the keep and the chatichas, in that instance, it's going to be mut. If, however, you hold that be'etzim the chacham ma'maskim to Rabbi Yehuda, that efshel asoich to yaser, and that chatichas manasas nevelach, and that mimba minilei bo, and that chatichas manasas nevel, and the whole machloikis is merely whether mimba minay is batal or mimba minay is loibat. And when the chachamim say achetit in tam beroyte bekiv bechatichas, what they mean is not the tipas chalov, because efshel asoich is aser and chatichas manas is available. But if the chatichah is able to be nois in tam, then it's going to be aser. If the chatichah is not able to be nois in tam, in that instance, it's going to be mutter. Okay. So what then is the hachrov of Rebbe? Rebbe is essentially saying that I hold like Rabbi Yehuda, if you aloy near mitchila, Elonir Libesayf. What does that mean? So that's the same Rebbe as in the first explanation of it. Rebbe holds Be'etzim like Rabbi Yehuda. In other words, I hold Efshel Asoich Teyasa Chaticha Atzmanas Nevela, which according to this version, everybody holds. But I also hold like Rabbi Yehuda that Mim B'mina is Loi Batal. And Mim B'mina is Loi Batal. So if you're Loi Neir B'tchila, you're near Libesayf. So that's for that reason the entire Kedera is going to be aser. If, however, you are near betchila, so over there, what do I hold? Over there, I hold that I'm not worried, emaloi near yafa, and therefore what? I look at the tipas chalav relative to the k'teir. In other words, I hold like the Chachamim. Is that the sheet of the Chachamim? It's not the sheet of the Chachamim. The sheet of the Chachamim is not that I look at the tipas chalav relative to the k'teir. When the Chachamim were chaylik in Rabbi Yehuda, if you hold that they agree, efshel asoich deyasa chanan, but they hold mimim midi lebatul, what are you looking at? You're looking at the chaticha relative to the k'teir, not the tipas chalav relative to the k'teir. They just hold mimim midi lebatul. So just because you were menayer later, at the end of the day, it doesn't mean you can't have bittul, because mimim midi is batul. If that's the case, then when Rebbe says nir and divrei chachamim kishenir mitchil, he's not really saying the sheet of the chachamim. The sheet of the chachamim is I look at the chaticha relative to the chatichas. Rebbe is saying I look at the tipas cholav relative to the chatichas. That's not sheetas hachachamim. Nir and divrei Rebbe Yehuda kishaloi nir betchila el besoif. That's a true statement. But nir and divrei chachamim b'shenir betchila, it's not true. That is not the sheet of the chachamim. If the sheet of the Chachamim is efshel asoichtoi mutter, and I look at the tipas chalav relative to the kedera, even when you were loy near betchila, Zok Rebbe, I agree with that where it was near betchila. I hold sheetas hachachamim of tipa relative to kedera if you were near betchila. But if even the Chachamim don't hold that, the Chachamim sheeta was I look at the chaticha relative to the chaticha, where it was loy near betchila al-basayf. So when Rebbe Yehuda when Rebbe says near in divrei Chachamim, in the case where you were near betchila, the Chacham never said in the case that you're near betchila, the halach is you look at the tipas chalav relative to the k'teir. Just to add one knech. A vifel Reb Yehuda shita in the sugya is that just like loy near betchila, ela besayif, the halach is, we say, emaloy near yafa, and therefore, efshel asoich deyasa chanan, and mimim midi lebatol. So it makes sense then that according to Chacham you would say the same thing. Because if the nekudas ha-machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim is whether mimimim is batal, mimimim is leibatal, so you can't be marbin the machloikis. They're not arguing efshel asoich, they're not arguing chanan, they're only arguing mimimim is leibatal. Point is, just like Rabbi Yehuda holds emeloi near yafa yafa, the Chacham are also going to hold emeloi near yafa yafa. So the sheet of the Chachamim is going to be, say where you were loy near betchila lebesoif, and say where you were near betchila and you were near lebesoif, I'm going to look at not the tipas cholav relative to the k'teira, but I'm going to look at the chatichas basa relative to the k'teira. And that's not what Rebbe said. Rebbe said, nir in divrei Chachamim bin near betchila besoif. The whole yisoid is because he doesn't hold of a chshash emilay near yafa yafa. Well, if that's the case, what should that halacha be? That halacha should be the tipas chalav relative to the basa, and that's not the sheet of the Chachamim. So what should Rebbe have said? What Rebbe should have said is that near in divrei Rabbi Yehuda kishaloy near betchila al besoif, ve'ein near in divrei Rabbi Yehuda kishenir betchila besoif. That's not what he said. He said, Nir and Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, Nir and Divrei Chachamim. Vaisa is the Chachamim hold it's a tipas chalav relative. If it's a tipas chalav relative, and we know the Chachamim said the Ralacha, Saif was near betchila b'saif, and Saif was loy near betchila ala b'saif, must be it's because they hold efshel asoich de mutter. I know Rabbi Yehuda holds efshel asoich de asno, the way they learn Rabbi Yehuda. And I know that Rebbe, I know the Chachamim hold efshel asoich de mutter. If that's the case, must be it's a machlokes tanam, and the Gemara says, Vesu loy midi. There's nothing else to discuss on this topic. It's poshit that this machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim is not mimimina batal, mimimina lebatal, but rather it's efshel asoich de'muta, efshel asoich de'yasser. That machlokes amiram that we had in Amud Aleph is really a machlokes ta'anan. Either way, moving along to the much lighter second part of today's daf, which is very much going to segue into tomorrow's daf. Sokta Mishnah, hakchal, the udders of an animal, koiroi, you have to tear, umoitzias chalvoi, and you have to remove its milk. Like karai, if you didn't do that, in a yaver olav, you're not going to be yaver. Halev, as it relates to the heart of the animal, kaira, you have to tear it open. Umaitzi estame and remove its blood. Like karai, if you didn't tear it open and you didn't remove its blood, in a yaver olav, you're not going to be yaver. So this Mishnah talks about two of the body parts of an animal. The khal, the udders, and the lev, the heart. The reason these are unique in the sugi zechulin is because the khal is where the milk of the animal is. The heart is an area that has a disproportionate amount of blood. As a result, the kachal poses a unique basav achal of shayla, and the heart poses a unique dam shayla. The Mishnah says that l'chatchila, before you cook and then eat the kachal, you should tear it open, remove the milk. If you didn't do it, einoy over olav. We'll see more about that in the Gemara. The heart, l'chatchila, you should tear open and remove the blood. If you didn't do that, einoy over olav. Now Rashi says that as it relates to the second part of the Mishnah, halev koiroi umoitzi es damai, but if you didn't do that, einoy over olav, the Gemara krisos, daf chav bezam an olav, makes an akimta. It's talking about where this animal was an oif. The heart of an oif is very small, so the dam that would be there would be pachas mikazayas dam. Being that there's so little dam there, it's for that reason einay overall. But if it was a behema, for example, where you would assume there is a kazayas of dam, then you really would be over. So as it relates to the kchal, so there's this kula that if you didn't tear out the kchal and remove the blood, remove the chalav, the halach is einay over olav. But as it relates to the heart, really you would be over. The only reason in the Mishnah you're not being over is because we're making an akimta that it's talking about an oif. But to the extent that it was talking about a behema, over there would be a problem. Zok de gemar, amarav, zeira, amarav. And really the entire balance of the daf is going to focus on what Rav Zeira said in the name of Rav. We'll see two versions in what he said, two lashonis. So Amar Rav Zeira Amar Rav, in Yoyver Olav, as it relates to the kchal, that you didn't tear open, you didn't remove the chalav, and the Mishnah said, in Yoyver Olav, what it means is, in Yoyver Olav, you're not going to be over the isabas of chalav medei rice. I mean, if you cooked it, you're not over this abishal, if you ate it, you're not over this rachilo. However, not only are you not over, umutter, lechatchil, if you want to go ahead and eat it, this is something that you would be allowed to do. Now, if you take a look at Rashi, Rashi says in bishloi, it's talking about if you cooked it. We'll see, really more in tomorrow's daf, that bishloi doesn't really mean bishl, I in the first place on the Amid, but what it means is if you roasted it. So if you went ahead and you roasted it, then you would even be allowed to eat lechatchil. If you cook it, it could be it's a problem. Because it could be if you cook it, the milk gets absorbed in a much more profound way into the kchal, and at that point, if you would eat it, it would be a problem. But einay over olav, says Reb Zeir in the name of Rav, umutter, even if you went ahead and you roasted it. Says the Gemara, how could you say that? The Mishnah said, vanan tanan einay over olav. What does it sound like from the Mishnah? That if somebody would go ahead and not tear open the kchal and remove the chalav, you wouldn't be over olav. It sounds like miaver hudalayavah ha-yisurik. It sounds like you're only not going to be over, you're not going to get malchus, but an issa you're going to get. So the Gemara says, no, but din hudayisurin namilak. Really, there's no issa. So why did it say einay over olav? You're saying good, say better. You should say it's mutal lechatchilav. I did the boy, the Mishnah seifa. Because we wanted to say in the seifa, the Mishnah, halev kari moitzi as damai. That the lev you have to tear open and remove the dam. Loy kared, let's say you didn't tear it open, einay over olav. And hasam over there, miyaver hudalayaver, ha isura ikka. Over there, you're not going to be over, but over there, you are going to be over an iser. So tananami reche, einay over olav. We said the same lashon over here of einay over olav. Meaning the lashon of einay over olav in the safe is dafka, because it's taka only einay over olav. For sure, you're going to be over an iser. So being that we wanted to use the lashon of einay over olav in the safe, so to be consistent, poetic symmetry over halachic accuracy, we used it in the Reisha as well. But Enochinami in the Reisha, it's not only Einay over Olav, but it's actually going to be Mutal Lechatchila. Says more Levi Masayele. I think I have a raya to what Reb Zeira said in the name of Rav. Again, what do you say in the name of Rav? That even though the Mishnah says that you have to tear open the kchal, remove the milk before you cook it, roast it, eat it, but if you didn't do it, and then you roasted it, and you ate it, it's going to be Mutal. Says the Gemara, I think I have a raya, hakchal, koiroi, you have to tear it, umoitzias chalava, and remove its milk. Loikari, if you didn't do it, any over olav, you're not over. Halev, the heart, kari moitzias damai. Loikari, if you didn't tear it, koiroi la'acha bishulai. Then after you cook it, or we're going to exchange the word bishul again for tzli, or after you roasted it, then you have to tear it, umutter, and it's going to be okay to eat. Now, what does it sound like? Lev hu dabai kriya, dafka the heart. If you already went ahead and you roasted it, you would have to tear it. Aval kachal, as it relates to the kachal, loy bayi kriya. It sounds like then you wouldn't have this halacha, right? This braisa is discussing the halachas of the kachal and the halachas of the lev, and it adds one leg in its discussion of the lev that it didn't mention in the kachal. Hakachal koyro yumoitzias chalavoi, loy koroi einay over olav, which we know is an ambiguous term. Halev koyro yumoitzias damai, loy koroi, then Kairoi la'acha bishulay umoter. That last piece that you, after you roasted it, you would have to tear it open to pull out. It only says by the leif. It doesn't say it by the chal. It sounds like as it relates to the chal, you don't need it. But the Gemara says, I don't think there's a deal, because you know what I can tell you? Dilma, just the opposite. Leif u'desagi leif kriya. Maybe dafka, the leif, if you want afterwards, you can tear it open and eat it. Avol chal, but as relates to the chal, u'desagi leif kriya. It could be once you cook it, the chalav gets embedded into the chal, and if you would tear it open and you would try to remove it, it wouldn't be okay. So you have no raya from the fact that the braisa doesn't say after you cooked it or roasted it, you can tear it open and pull it out. Because maybe the reason it didn't say it is not because who cares. No, because it's not going to help. Just the opposite. Think of the Amri. Some had an exact opposite version of Reb Zeir Merav. Amri Zeir Merav. Ain't you ever all of that as it relates to the chal that you didn't tear open? You're not over if you ate it. Above us, you're not allowed to eat it. Lema say elei. L'chayr have a raya from the Mishnah. So what was a kasha in the first Mishnah is a raya in the second Mishnah. The Mishnah said, ain't you ever all of me. Yavu hudu le'yavar ha'yisurik. It sounds you only not over, but there is going to be an issue. And the Mar says, no. But dinu disur nami lak. Could be there's no issue. Divide the The only reason we mention this nusach is agav the seifa, but don't prove anything from here because it could be we're mentioning this lashon for poetic symmetry, not for halachic accuracy. Tashma, I'll bring you a raya from a brisa, the same brisa we mentioned a second ago. Akhal kari moitzias chalovai. The kral, you have to tear open and remove its chalav. Like kari, let's say you didn't do that. Any oiver, you're not going to be ever. Halev, as it relates to the heart, kari might say is damai. You have to tear it and remove its blood. Like kari, if you didn't do it, kari ulacha bishulai. You can go ahead and tear it after the bishul. Umutter, it's going to be mutter. Says the Gemara, lev, who the boy kriya. It sounds like dafka the lev requires kriya. Aval chal, as it relates to chal, loy boy kriya. And if that's the case, it's a kasha. You're telling me that it's going to be usser if you didn't tear it open. What do you mean? The lev, you see, you have to tear open, but the chal, you don't have to. The Gemara says, no, Dilma, it's not a kash, it's a raya. Dilma levu the sagi lebe kriya. As it relates to the lev, there you could do a kriya. Aval chal sagi lebe kriya. Over there you can't do a kriya. Again, it's the inverse of the previous gemara. There's no kasha from here. If anything, could be it's even a raya. So gemara tanya kalishna kama de rav. A braisa that supports the first lishna of rav. Again, that what? That if you didn't tear open the chal, the halacha is you are not going to be over nisa deraisa, and it's even going to be mutter. Chal shebishloi bechelboi, mutter is going to be mutter. Keva shebishloi bechelboi. What about the keva, the abomasum of the animal? If you cooked it together with the chalav, aser it's going to be aser. Ma hefesh bein zelos, eh? What's the difference between the two things? Ze konus bemeyev, ze in konus bemeyev. The milk that's inside the stomach is actually more konus, it's more eingesapt, and it's for that reason over there it's going to be aser, as opposed to what's in the chal is going to be mutter. But the bottom line is, you see mafurish that it's going to be mutter, and this is a raya to the first lishna of Rav. One last gemara, ketzad kairai. So the Mishnah talks about tearing open the chal, tearing open the leiv. How exactly do you go about doing that? Rav Yehuda said, kairi shesi ve'erev. You do it like a cross, a vertical line and an horizontal line. V'tacha b'kaisel, then you squeeze the chal against the kaisel, you make all the chalav come out. Amalei Rabbi Lazar l'shamay. Rabbi Lazar told his gabbai, krali, I want you to tear open the chal, v'ani eichel, and I'm going to eat it. Says the Gemara, my kamash masnisani, what's the chiddush? Why are you telling this to me? Isn't it a chiddush? Ha'kamash blond, le'i b'inun, chesi ve'erev, v'tachu b'kaisel. The Gemara's significance was, is Rabbi Lazar just told the chesi, just tear it. He didn't tell him, make a chesi ve'erev. He said, tear it. I don't care how you tear it. As long as you cut it open, that in and of itself is going to be okay. And if that's the case, it's a raya, not like what we just said. You don't have to make a chesi ve'erev from this meiser rav that took place with Rabbi Lazar. You see, as long as you open it in some way, shape, or form, that in and of itself is going to be okay.